Brothers and sisters, may the Lord be with you all. And I want to beg your pardon that my poor English, but I will try my best. I hope you can understand it. Today, our theme is the blessing of the kingdom of heaven. Brothers and sisters, today, what is the most needed blessing you want? What is the most needed you want? Blessing, I mean. What? I guess that is good health. Is that right? Good health. Please tell your neighbor that good health. Good health. That is a very good blessing for you. Good health. Yes. An ancient Chinese book said that longevity, wealth, health, reputation, good ending. There are five blessings. These are the personal benefits that people who need. Do you agree? Today we try to get it. But I think we Christians not only want to have those benefits of the earth. I want to encourage you with this sermon by the blessing of Kingdom of Heaven. Yes. Let us read the Bible, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5 to 1 to verse 1 to 12. Please show the passage, the scripture. Yes, thank you. Let us read. Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Go on. 11, yes. "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Brothers and sisters, I think you know that message, that passage, right? Have you read it before? Yeah, very well-known scripture, Matthew. The Beatitudes. Let us focus on the message. Today I will share 3 points to you. First, target of blessing. Yes, who will be blessed? Let us see the verse 1 and verse 2. "Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him." And I want to see more scripture that is before chapter 5. Chapter 4, 23 to 25. Let us see. "Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having suicide, and the paralyzed, and he healed them. Large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea and the region across the Jordan followed him. So we can see two groups of the people. First, there are the crowds who are from Syria, Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea. Those people have been healed or haven't seen the miracles done by Jesus. So they are looking for something from him. Do you agree? And also, there are the disciples of Jesus. Two groups. Let us remind them. In addition, scripture, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, 12 to 19, there is some scripture. Jesus chose the 12 disciples and then went to a place and teach the crowds who were from Judea and the neighboring places. Yes. And when we go on to see the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, 13, when morning came, he called all his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he also designated apostles. 17, he went down with them and stood a level place. A large crowd of his disciples was there, and a great number of people from all over Judea, from Jerusalem and from the coastal region around Tyre and Sidon, who had come to hear him and to be healed of their disease. Those troubled by impure spirits were cured. Yes, brothers and sisters, when we look all around the scriptures, we know that in Gospel of Luke, it has written that Jesus chooses 12 disciples and then goes to a level place to teach the follower, including who? Crowds. And who? Disciples. Crowds and disciples. Two groups. Let us make it summary. The crowd who wants to be healed and the 12 disciples, they want to get something. They want to know, understand the truth. Judea and the neighboring include the people of Syria, Galilee, Decapolis, Jerusalem, etc., etc., and the 12 disciples. Let us focus on the message. All the people come before Jesus. Maybe someone want to get something good, and someone to want to know more about Jesus. Matthew chapter 5, the second verse, and he began to teach them. He said, etc., etc. Later we will go back to the Beatitudes. Yes, Jesus knows the crowds want to be healed and the disciples want to understand the truth, so that he talked about the wisdom of heaven. Brothers and sisters, be aware, wisdom of heaven. He teaches the peoples what is the true blessings. He, as a teacher, inherits the wisdom of Proverbs from Old Testament. He is the Moses. No, he is the super Moses. He is the wise teacher, better than Moses. He teaches them the wisdom of heaven. Another point of view, these blessings are from heaven. It is different from or even opposite to earthly desires. People who want to have blessings such as good fortune, safety, good health, money, and everything goes smooth from them. But Jesus' teaching was not only about or for what the people want immediately, or to just satisfy our desire. Let us reflect that. Can the disciples and the crowds understand the wisdom? What is the difference between the disciples and the crowds? Let me say a little story. A brother whose name is John. John was in difficult situation and he still obeyed Holy Spirit's guidance to join a function to serve homeless people. But when he was in worship time, he had heard some lyrics. The lyrics is, each day has enough trouble of its own. Actually, that is the scripture. Once again, each day has enough trouble of its own. But he felt very unhappy, very sad, very angry. God, why do you treat me in the very trouble? Because he was in trouble over 4 years. He was very sad. But thanks God. Later on, when he talked with a homeless people, who he's a Christian, is amazing. He comforted him. He said, the homeless said that God will wipe your tears. John suddenly was moved. And he began to overcome his depression. It is a true story, brothers and sisters. We don't know how to live in the trouble. It's not easy. Maybe now is a hard time for everyone. But don't be sad. Let us focus on God. Do the crowds and the disciples accept spiritual learning? Is there any difference between crowds and disciples? Brothers and sisters, you, who you are the crowd, one of the crowds, or you are the disciple? Second point, entering into blessings. That means, what is the blessing? Let us focus on the Beatitudes. I think you know that. Let us read again, okay? Begin. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Let us see the structure of the Beatitudes. Brothers and sisters, let us see that. The first and the eighth blessing are the same. Have you recognized that? What is the blessing? What is the blessing? Theirs is the kingdom of heaven, right? Same, the same blessing. The first and the final. That is just like a bracket. Just like a bracket to summarize the whole group of Beatitudes. Let us see the Greek. What is the meaning of the bless? Go on. The Greek, makarios. It means that so happy and deserve to celebrate. Oh, blessing is mean that be happy. Wow, deserve to celebrate. Wow, such a higher emotion. Wow, very good. Very nice. Okay. Again. Next, please. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Embrace all that. Be attitudes. Yes, go on, please. That is the cause and effect relationship. Let us focus. Blessed are the something, for they do something, for they receive something. Blessed are the some people, for they receive, or for they show on something. Let us see it. Because of that, and then we will have that. If you do these characters, attitudes, behavior, in return, you will receive the blessings. That is the meaning. Okay? That is another explanation. That is called relation, three levels. First, poor in spirit. That is the foundation. Second is attitude. Mourn, meek, hunger and thirst for righteousness. Third, behavior. Merciful, pure in heart, peacemaker, and those who are persecuted because of righteousness. And then you will be blessed. Okay? But today we have enough time to explain all the blessing. We just focus on the foundation, poor in spirit. That is the foundation and the key of the blessing. What does it mean, poor in spirit? Poor in spirit is the foundation and the key. Beware that there is the kingdom of heaven. That means they belong to the kingdom of heaven and they possess the kingdom of heaven. But the first, he has to experience poor in spirit. Okay? Till verse 3, we know that poor in spirit is the beginning. Just the beginning. We open the gates to the kingdom of heaven by that. Let us explain what is the poor in spirit. In the Greek, describe the beggar who is absolutely in poverty, who aware that he himself is poor in spirit. Nothing to boast about. So that is described that just like a beggar, we have nothing. Maybe we are bankrupt. We are very poor. We absolutely in poverty. Oh, very poor. This is not good, yeah, right? Who are aware that? But in that condition, we ourselves are aware that we must go before God. That is the key. In addition, scripture, Luke chapter 6:20. Just at the same explanation, a little bit different. Luke chapter 6:20. Blessed are you poor. Not just only poor in spirit. Blessed are you poor. So that means not poor in spirit, but poor in what? Where? In which part? In material. Poor people. Oh, it's curious. What? Poor people is the kingdom of heaven? Is the people of the kingdom of heaven? Is that right? I think, compared with Matthew, Luke says directly, the poor is really poor in material. And in his sight and in Luke's perspective, poor people is easier to be the people of kingdom. Actually, poor is the spiritual exercise in the ancient time. Do you know that? Poor is a condition for us to go before God. Chapter 6, Luke, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free. Will of Luke, poor people is easy to be the people of kingdom of heaven. That is Luke's will. That is true. Do you agree that? When Luke see the poor people, Jesus just satisfied the prophecy from Isaiah 61, verse 1. That is the same message. That is the same scripture. When we are in poor condition, maybe we just know that we cannot rely on anyone. We just rely on who? Rely on God. A well-known rich man who had got in jail and had a very special, very great growth of his soul at a hard time. This is another true story. Men always trust God in the poor situation, but easy to forget him in their successful time. Let us think about that. Do you agree? When we are very successful, when we are everything is good, we always forget that God's grace, God's abundance, presence. But when we are in poor, or we easy come before God and beg him to pray, to satisfy us, to help us. We do not bless the people to be poor. But we have to remind ourselves that to go before God and aware we are poor in spirit. If we keep on growing up our spiritual lives at that moment, then we may practice the mission of kingdom of heaven. Yes, when we are truly aware that we are poor in spirit or even spiritually bankrupt, then we begin fear Heavenly Father and stick to follow Lord Jesus. Before that, we may be like those people in the crowds who just want to get the benefits from him. Kind of healing, drive out demon, good health. If we are aware about who we are, we will go in front of the Lord and look for his forgiveness. And we go on the path of kingdom of heaven. And we may try to live a special and abundant lives. It's true. I hope you can get it. Another story that is about a Japanese noodles restaurant. One of the Japanese noodles restaurants get the one-star award from Michelin Guide at 2016. But they only provide one noodle for the people to take. Why? They don't want to be rich? No. Because they want to keep the high quality of the noodle so they abandon to make more money. This is a choice. Brothers and sisters, you can be rich more. You can receive more blessing. You can do anything. But you can choose that, God, if you treat me as your children, as your son or daughter, I just keep on in your guidance. No matter what temptations come before me, I just follow you. Brothers and sisters, I hope you can take it. The third point, challenge of blessings. That means how can we keep on be blessed? Let's go back to the Matthew chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. These two words actually are the explanation of the eighth beatitude. The beatitude are not about passively receiving a kind of blessings, but describe how the people of kingdom of heaven live their lives. From mentally to behavior, from our personal spiritual life to interpersonal relationship and our relationship with the society. That means our inward to outward. There is a procedure going on to live our life which is about the practice of our belief. Brothers and sisters, a committed Christian who must get into the tension and struggle to resist the different values of the world. That's why Christians must be persecuted for righteousness of kingdom of heaven by the world. Why? Because this is a special timing for kingdom of heaven. Already, but not yet. Already, but not yet. Which means kingdom of heaven is on the processing, but not yet finished. When we convert to Jesus and commit our lives to Him, then we will have the spiritual blessing, just as peace, joy, power to overcome the demon, and anointing from Holy Spirit. So many good things. At the same time, we must take up the mission and higher level of kingdom of heaven. At the same time, we must do the righteousness. We take up the mission and we go on to the righteousness. It will bring us trouble, challenge, because we are now to face the against by the world. If you are a true Christian, you are a committed Christian, you will experience that is true. Just like a credit card. Credit card. What is credit card? Credit card. Oh, I lost it. Yes. Credit card. Already, but not yet. Which is a special tense. It's when we can buy goods now by credit cards, and we have to pay the cost later. Is that right? Yes. So all the transactions will be completed at last. But now we can already get hold of the goods. We can enjoy the goods. But we still have bought it. We still to pay the cost, to try our best to earn the money and do the right things to finish, to complete all the transaction at the later. That is the already, but not yet. This is a radical, even subverting teaching. We are challenged to step out from our comfort zone, to fight for the unrighteousness society and the human sin. We fight that battle not by the gun, not by the knife or weapon. We just keep on patient and keep on trusting the Heavenly Father and give our testimony. I want to show you a short video. Please, Pastor Dave. Brothers. This is a Mandarin, but has some English subtitles. That video is a month ago. Christian of the Wuhan Church. They go to the street. 神却为了拯救罪人，舍弃他的独生子耶稣基督，为了使罪人脱离灵魂灭亡的结局，使他们不受硫磺火湖的审判，就差遣他的儿子到世间来。神经说， they pass 耶稣基督将死，为了拯救罪人，and the leaflets。This is a very dangerous time. It is a hard time. A month ago.
Yeah. 谁得赦免，灵魂得救，有永生。
Who are they? Who are they? They just only the people of the nation. They just only a Christian. In a hard time, in a difficult situation, in a very dangerous situation, they go to the streets. They went to the streets and spread out the gospel and show the mercy on the people. Brothers and sisters, we still have the vitality to give our testimony in hard time. Vitality. Blessing of kingdom of heaven is a challenge for us to live in already but not yet timing, and take challenge and learn to live in vitality and abundantly. When we face that epidemic situation bravely, then we will give good testimony for Heavenly Father and even shine for Him. That is my message. I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, who you are. You are the crowds, one of the crowds, or you are the disciples. Please stand up. We cannot depend on our ability to do the will of God. We just rely on God, Holy Spirit. We go before Him to get the message. We go before Him to receive the power. But we have to focus on Him. Let us throw off everything hinders and the sin easily entangles us. Let us run the race marked out for us. And let us focus on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him, He endured the cross and sat down at the right hand of God. And He prayed for us. Let us go before God. Way maker, our Lord, our God, our Master.